Fleetwood Max, Go Your Own Way here on the Light Rock Morning Show from South Jersey's number one at work radio station, Light Rock 96.9 WFPG. Eddie Davis, I guess you know it's going to be a really hot day when it's 78 or 80 degrees at 6:42 in the morning, and that's the way it was overnight. A heat advisory, hazy, hot, humid, and a high today of 95. Well, let's see here. You can see Sarah Silverman live this Saturday night at Caesars, and I have her with me right now here on the Light Rock Morning Show. You started out by doing stand-up, but now you've had success with so many other things. Do you still enjoy doing the stand-up as much?
Yeah, I love it. It's my number one.
It helps you create material for what's going forward, or keeps you sharp, or what do you like about it?
It's just who I am. It's like being born gay or whatever. You know what I mean? I think when you're a stand-up, it's just kind of what you always are.
Right. It's in your blood, right. Sarah Silverman here on Light Rock, comedian, actor, now author. Your commercial is promoting your book, The Bedwetter. Not everyone would have that as the title for the book. I guess I'm not the first person to point that out. Is it the act of focusing on taboos like that, or is it more poking fun at yourself that makes you the way you are? What is it that you enjoy about that?
Maybe both, but I mean, I don't think I was trying to be taboo with the title or anything. I was a bedwetter until I was like 16.
Yeah, that's a little longer than most.
It is. I measured it. It is. I think once you've suffered that kind of humiliation of overnight camp and...
Oh, man.
Like, stand-up is not as daunting.
Right, sure. No, once you've been embarrassed at overnight camp, you can pretty much put up with anything, I guess. But not
you can stand and potentially bomb for any amount of time.
That's right. I guess my point was, with that question, not everyone would make that the title of their book, but you chose to, and that's what makes it work for you. So that's pretty cool.
Thank you, Eddie.
So what can we expect when you come to Caesars this Saturday night? What's on the agenda? What are you finding funny this summer?
Exactly. I don't know. I'm just going to talk about what I think is funny. It's going to be incredibly unpolished. It's going to be not at all flashy, just me at a mic. And I've got an amazing opening act, Kyle Dunnigan. And he shouldn't be opening for anybody, but I got him to open for me through sexual advances. And it's going to be a fun show, you know. But don't expect, like... you know, fancy lights and music cues. Just me at a mic.
No,
you
smoke
know,
bombs
I
or anything.
I always feel like I'm kind of a work in progress, though. But it's the live experience, so if that's what you're into, then you should come.
So would the show you did last week and Saturday night show at Caesars be completely and totally different just based on audience reaction to what happens to come up?
Well, I mean, I have like the... I'm working off a list of bullet points that I'm working on, you know. So, but it is completely different depending on the audience. And people don't realize how much the audience is everything. You know, it's not a one-sided sport.
Right. Yeah, sure. And that's the case with every comic. But you get the feeling watching you that sometimes you're trying to provoke that shocked reaction from the audience, that you're somehow getting off on it. Am I misinterpreting?
I mean, there's definitely... No, you're not misinterpreting. There's definitely truth to that. But if you were to spend, say, a day to 48 hours with my parents and family, you would see that it's those taboo things are far less taboo within the walls of my...
I see.
The home I grew up in.
It's all in the family lineage. Yeah, so it's just basically who you are.
Yeah.
All right, Sarah Silverman, we will see you Saturday night, and I have a pair of tickets to go to that show with our Wheel of Games event, and that is A Mystery Voice, and we'll play it next on Light Rock 647.
Get out of your old car and...